Next up, we're going to have Mario talking to us about playing with Cube using Podman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. So my name is Mario. I recently joined the Podman team at Red Hat, so a few months ago. And today I'm going to talk about something that I didn't know before joining the team, something that I think it's interesting, especially if you use Kubernetes and you may not like to have to set up clusters often. So let's start. This is the agenda. We'll briefly talk about Podman, Kubernetes pods, and then Podman kubeplay. That is the Podman command that is actually the main topic of the talk. So first of all, let's briefly talk about Podman. So we are, as FOSDEM, container room. I don't think we need to talk too much, do an introduction about Podman, so I'm not going to do that. I assume that most of the people know what Podman is. I'm just going to provide some information. So it has been released in 2018 for the first time, and then it's mostly maintained by engineers from Red Hat. We have a lot of contributions, but the maintainers are mainly Red Hatters. But recently, so a few months ago, we have proposed to have Podman as a CNCF project, and a few weeks ago it has been accepted. So this is also because we want, we think that in a vendor-neutral organization, Podman may grow more. We may have more companies contributing. We don't want for that to be the only that is governing the project. So now a few commands of Podman just to try if my slides are actually working and also to talk about Podman briefly. So this is just a few commands. The first command that I run to reset to make sure that the next command will actually work. So I'm cleaning up all my containers. Let me make it a little bit. Yeah. Then I will just run a container, just the HTTPD image, okay. And to make sure that it's working, I'm actually going to run curl. And yeah, it looks like it works. So these system slides, so I will use it, and these are actually commands that are executed on my machine. That's a Linux machine. So let's talk about Kubernetes pod now. Reality is that even if we like to do Podman run and to actually manage containers with Podman or other containers engines, we usually have to deal with those YAMLs and to run to test our applications using pods definition or deployment, etc. And the problem of that is that you need to find a cluster. So either you run Minikube on or kind locally, or you need to actually provision a cluster. Those procedures may be daunting, especially if somebody hasn't been doing that a lot. Also, having Minikube close to Podman or to Docker on your laptop may start things. You start having a lot of virtual machine if you are running that on macOS or on Windows. So the idea is we would like to take those definition of those objects, Kubernetes objects. In this case, it's a pod. And there are a bunch of containers defined here. Let me show it fully. So a first container that is a Redis container. A second container is the web application. And then there is also a volume. So this is something that usually I test with kubectl apply, right? So the idea is that with with Podman, we should be able to actually take the definition of those objects and run them locally on the machine. So in a sort, Podman is translating that YAML in local containers. So that's the command Podman kubeplay. So let's do a demo. So first of all, let me clean. I'm cleaning containers. I'm cleaning also volumes. And now I'm going to run kubeplay. The pod YAML is exactly the same pod YAML that I showed before. Okay, and if we make it, bigger, you can see that there is actually a podman output shows that there is a pod that has been created, and then two containers. The two containers are the containers we are familiar with, so the two containers that were defined here. And the pod is actually an object that podman, so it's another container that actually, we call it infrastructure container, that set up the namespaces and C groups for the other containers that will actually be executed. So the little difference is that to support the pod object, we need to start first an infrastructure container that does nothing, meaning that it doesn't run workloads, but is actually setting up namespaces and C groups so that those can be reused by the containers that will be added to the pod. So if we do now a podman ps, let's see what we have. So we have a first, I'm just showing the images here of the three containers that are running. And I see that the first one is a podman post something. This is the infrastructure container I was talking about. And then there are the two Redis and the web application, the two containers that I was expecting. So actually, podman has been able to start that pod YAML locally, and I'm going to be able to test it right now. Other thing is that I expect a volume to be created, and he has created the volume, so that the state of Redis, in this case, of that of the container that is using the volume in the pod YAML is actually persisted locally. And if finally, I try to test the application. In this case, it's just application that does a counter of how many visits it has done. We have done, and yeah, you see that it actually, yeah. If I make it even smaller, I should be able then to execute that. You see that the counter continues, et cetera, et cetera. And this is cool. So, but it can also actually, since we're running locally, and since Podman is able to build images from Docker files, we may want to actually, and we may are in development, we may want to build the images before we actually start containers. And this is an option, a build option that the Podman kubeplay, the command kubeplay has. So let's clean everything up before doing the demo. And what I'm doing now is that I am removing from my local machine the image that is used in the pod YAML, so that I'm sure that we need to rebuild it, otherwise pod YAML so Podman won't be able to start the container. Okay, so that has been done, and now I'm going to run pod kubeplay with the same pod YAML as before, but with the build option. Okay, you see that the first thing that it does, it starts actually doing a build. And I need to make it really small to actually see all the output. But yeah, he should have completed successfully. And I can check now. Now, if I run this command podman images, I should see that the image that I just removed now is back because I just revealed it. Let's test it. Okay, so it says it has been created 30 seconds ago. So the command podman qplay has build the Docker file before. To be able to do that, there should be a folder with the name of the image where the Docker file is. That's how podman works. That's the that's what podman expect to be able to build an image. So you provide the build parameter, then it checks if a folder with the name of the image exists with a Docker file. And if it finds that, it tries to build that. And then once he has built it, he starts the containers with the new image that he has just built. So if we run PS, we see again the same containers. So our pod has been started successfully locally, and we should be also be able to see the volume and the counter again. So the application, I'm able to curl, so I'm able to actually access the application. All right. So this was podman kubeplay. Now, really rapidly, another command that is kube generate, that is actually the opposite. So what we do is that I'm going to clean the system again, remove all the containers, and I'm going to run a simple HTTP server. It started, okay, and now, if I do PS, I see that the HTTPD container is running, and I can run this command, generate. Let me make it bigger. So it takes as a parameter the ID of the container that I just started, and if I execute it, it will output the pod definition of the container. So I can pipe the output and I can to kubectl, and I can just deploy it to Kubernetes. So this is another feature. So it's the other way around. So from local container to pods in Kubernetes. All right, so these are the different objects that are supported right now. So we support pods, we have seen that. We support deployments, persistent volume claims, config maps, secrets, daemon set, and jobs. So I showed something that I didn't knew before joining the team. I think there are other things that are really awesome of Podman that not everybody knows. Rootless and daemonless, this is really popular. I think most of the people know that Podman can be daemonless and can be rootless. But maybe not everybody knows about build farms, image volumes, so you can use images, mount images as volumes, Quadlet, Podman SH. Those are the interesting things that you may not know. And finally, just a few resources for if you want to learn more about it. And there is a talk about Quadlets in a few hours here from Axel. So don't miss it, because it will talk about another cool feature of Podman that is not super well known. And I think we may have two minutes for questions.
We can probably do one question if someone has something.
There's somebody. Otherwise,
you can take those. Where?
There's
on the left. Oh yeah, I see.
Hey, thanks for the talk first. And I was wondering if Podman also handles the life cycle of the pod, meaning it checks for the liveness probes and all the rest that the kubelet does.
Yeah, this is a feature that we. The liveness probe, the health check are feature that we support, and we can restart pods automatically if so. This is something that we support at the container level anyway. So this is not just a feature of pods, but it's a feature of containers. So it's, you can define an health check and you can specify to restart the container if the health check doesn't behave as expected.
Do you mind if I disappear? Or...
No, go ahead.
Thank you.
That's fine. Yeah, go ahead. All right. Thanks a lot. Any more questions? You can think about that. Thank you.